Rock 107 WIRX, WIRX.com, the Plan B Morning Show. Brock Hunter. Hey, buddy.
Yo.
Let's get to it. Sports. I don't know what I'm doing
anymore. You're ruining my sports.
I'm sorry.
Time for Plan B Morning Show Sports with Brock and Hunter.
As always, what did I ruin it already before we even got started?
You're working on it.
Dude. Yeah, like on the edge. Anyway,
it's tough enough right now without football being played.
You already got your work cut out for you. Sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
Bud Distributing, stocking your fridges with delicious Bud Light. Other amazing Bud products like Bud Light Next, 100 calories, zero carbs, 5% ABV, plus the new Neutral, which will get you ready for the summertime. Makes you feel like you got your toes in the sand and a nice beach breeze, if you will. Right?
Toes in the sand.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's a very descriptive phrase right there. Use it in country songs a lot.
Yes, they do. They do. Anyway.
Yeah. Anyway, let's move on. NHL, last night. We're going to get through these scores, and we'll get to some stories, too, as well. New York Rangers. The Rangers beat the Red Wings 5-4 in overtime.
Overtime.
Oh, sounds like a hell of a game, though, man. Any kind of overtime game in hockey is always good, right?
Right.
Especially when they get to the shootout. Love the shootout. NBA last night, Nuggets beating the Pacers 125-118. Tonight, 76ers going to be Detroit playing the Pistons 7 o'clock. Clippers going to be in Chicago playing the Bulls at 8 o'clock. I was talking with my buddy last night, who is a big fan of the NBA. Or I should say was. Like, this is like, there's a few guys, you know, in our friend circle, Brock, that you're like, all right, that dude, like, legit follows the NBA.
Yeah.
There's very few of them anymore. Last night I was talking, I'm like, what do you think about the NBA? He just huffed and puffed, dude. He's like, you know what he said? He's like, it's like the rap game. He's like, everybody's in it for themselves. And the pure product suffers from it.
Like, interesting.
That's a great way to put it.
Yeah.
He's like the entertainment. And I'm like, so the entertainment value, or the entertainment coming from the NBA is not like it was when we were growing up. Why is that? And just think about it. Like there's no unity anymore.
Yeah.
Like every man for himself. And the game has changed. It is different. We talked about that a little bit. But so it was interesting hearing it from a guy that loves the NBA.
Yeah, you know? Yeah. I mean, I can't disagree. I'm not going to sit here and pretend I know a ton about the NBA. My NBA prowess ends basically like at the end of the 90s. Once Jordan, mm-hmm. all that. I mean, as a kid, you
like
watched
you could
it.
Probably you could name a few players these days.
Exactly.
That's about the extent of it.
But from what I've noticed in just our time, we've had this conversation before. It just seems like it's all a money grab. They're just building these super teams because they're chasing rings. Which I know rings is what you want. I get it.
Right,
like you want the championships.
Absolutely.
But when you got scores of like 140 to 125, it's like, is
where's
anybody
the defense?
Yeah, there is none. It's let's just shoot and run down the court and shoot and run down the, I don't know. So I've just gotten very bored with it that I would. So
you know, I asked him too. I'm like, so how do you feel about March Madness and these games coming up? He's like, dude, I love it. And I'm like, really? Because he was just like me. Like, we really weren't entertained by college basketball because it was just too fast. It was like you need to slow down a little bit. But now it kind of switched. And you know what it is? There's NBA caliber players playing in college that aren't getting paid. So they're doing it for the passion.
Yeah.
And what comes out of that? Great basketball.
Yeah.
It's a weird thing. But if you break it down, dude, it all makes sense. It's craziness. So college basketball, man, really has changed. It has gotten a lot better. And they play defense. So there you go. Maybe take a note from that book, NBA players.
NBA players, nah. Right. It's kind of hard to hear when you're surrounded by stacks of cash. I don't know.
Right. Hey, real quick, speaking of March Madness, this is kind of crazy. Kelly Sullivan engaged to being married to Zach Bomer. You know who they are? I don't think anybody does. I don't even think they're famous. But their wedding is scheduled for this weekend. It's pretty wonderful, right? Cheers to the happy couple.
Yeah.
Except Kelly is a Duke fan. Zach is a North Carolina fan.
Oh boy.
And I'm talking like big time fans.
Oh boy.
The wedding is scheduled on the same day as the epic Final Four showdown that we're all waiting for. This means it won't only be the biggest day in history of the rivalry, but also the biggest day of the lives of Kelly and Zach.
Tell you what, Kelly, leave the sports watching to the men, all right? What does a broad know about basketball or any sports?
Damn.
Am I right, guys? Am I right, fellas? You got these broads over here trying to talk about sports. Why don't you stick
it? Brock at the wedding instigating the fight. It's about to happen.
Why don't you just stick to the kitchen and what women know and leave the sports to us men where it belongs? That's right.
You don't get Uncle Joey all riled up, Brock, because you know how he gets when there's an open bar, dude.
What are you going to do? A layup? I mean, come on now. What are we talking here? Let's get it.
His families are going to fight, Brock. We don't need this at the wedding.
At weddings. That union's not going to make it. I give them a month tops. That's it.
Anyway, we'll see how that works out. Maybe there'll be a video online from that. Moving on, pro football. This is kind of crazy, dude. Bruce Arians stepped down as head coach of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. What? He's expected to take a job at the front office. Is he going to be a secretary? What do you mean front? Hey, Todd Bowles, who served as a defensive coordinator last season, will take over as head coach. Supposedly, this big shakeup had nothing to do with Tom Brady unretiring and retiring and joining the team and doing what he does. So they just hand the team to him for a couple of years. I mean, basically, he's the head coach on the field, right?
Yep.
Didn't they all admit that? Like after the Super Bowl, they were like, "Yeah, you just gotta let him do his thing, you know."
Do what you want.
It wasn't Bill Belichick.
Sorry. That's where you're going. That was fine. We'll do his thing, and we'll just see. We'll see what happens there.
Good old Belichick. Anyway, I got a lot more pro football to talk about. I'm gonna save it for next hour, and more golf news with Tiger Woods, dude. It is in the news. It's circling.
I also have a bowling story.
What?
Yeah, bowling story.
What time is it? 6:30.
Do you want to do it next hour? I mean, it's 6:31. Like, we worry about the time. We're always behind.
Do your bowling story.
You
want to
do it real
quick? Intrigued.
Okay.
I'm intrigued.
I was going to wait, but I got you, buddy, right here. So a new show is coming to CBS called How We Roll. It's the true story about a guy named Tom Smallwood who got laid off from his factory job in Michigan and became a professional bowler.
Damn right.
Pete Holmes plays Tom. Kate Lowes plays his wife. And Kate tells a story all about second chances and making a life count. You can watch the premiere tonight at 9:30, 8:30 Central.
Yes.
So here's a story about a guy who got laid off and then went to the easiest sport to become a professional in bowling.
You know what?
And did it.
And he's got, what is it, a Netflix documentary? Is that what you said?
No, it's like an actual CBS show.
Oh, an actual show.
Yeah.
How many shows do you got about your Brock? I guess you got one, I guess you could say. But
I'm just saying, that's how easy it is to make
easy.
It to the PBA.
If it's
right
easy,
there.
Everybody would do it, you jerk.
Well, not everyone's getting laid off. I'm just saying.
I didn't give you a sports story to come in here and rag on bowling. Because you know what? Your wimpy little arms and legs couldn't handle.
This
12
guy
frames of
literally was like, well, hey, I got let go. What should I do? I guess I could probably become a professional bowler in a year or two. So that's what he did.
You're damn right. It was tough. and it's going to be a lot. It's going to be a lot of episodes because it takes a lot of time.
Bowled a 300 his first time out while holding a beer. It's amazing.
No,
it was great.
He didn't.
That's the only reason I wanted to bring this up. That's the only reason. All right, that's all I got. You got anything else or no?
So you just wanted three more minutes to riff on that sport. You're
it.
A jerk.
That's it.
It's a guy who sits there and fishes and thinks he's tough.
Oh, look.
Bowlers will come beat you up.
I knocked out all the pins again because it's the easiest sport in the world. That's right.
It's not. I'm going to set you up. Anyway, all right, that's just sports. I'm going to kick Brock's ass off here, all right?
Sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
We'll be back.
Rock.
Well, good morning. 7:23, Brock Hunter.
Yo.
What's up? Hey, dog. Hey. All right. Let's see. Oh, it's sports time. I was trying to figure out what we needed to do right now and realized that it was sports time. You know, we've only been doing this for 6 years. All right, let's do sports.
Time for Plan B Morning Show Sports with Brock and Hunter.
As always, sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
Bud Distributing, stocking your fridges with delicious Bud Light, other amazing Bud products, including Bud Light Next, zero carbs, super crisp, light and refreshing, plus neutral. Real vodka, real seltzer, juice, delicious stuff, and awesome to get you stocked up for the summer. Make sure you do that because you don't want to be that guy at the summer barbecue that's not stocked up. They'd be like, what an idiot.
It's up for the weekend, man. I'm telling you, it's good.
Yeah.
It really is. Wife and I, like I said, had some on Monday, and we're looking forward to this weekend. That's for
delicious.
Sure.
Delicious.
Anyway, getting to it, man. Some scores. NHL last night. Rangers beating the Red Wings 5-4 in overtime.
Overtime.
Like a pretty good game there. In NBA last night, the Nuggets beating the Pacers 125-118. Tonight, 76ers going to be Detroit playing the Pistons at 7. Clippers going to be Chicago playing the Bulls at 8 o'clock if you're a basketball fan there. More basketball. March Madness. Kelly Sullivan is engaged to be married to Zach Bromer. Bomer? You're like, sure. Who are they? I don't know who they are either. But it's significant because the wedding is scheduled for this weekend. It's wonderful, right? Congratulations. Cheers to a happy couple. Except Kelly is a Duke fan. Zach is a North Carolina fan. The wedding is scheduled for the same day as the epic Final Four showdown we're all waiting for. This means they're going to get married and divorced right afterwards. They're going to have a marriage and a divorce party right in one. Dude, it's kind of crazy, though. And I guess both families, like, went to the schools. So, like, they're huge. They're probably going to dress in the same colors as a school, blah, blah, blah. I don't know. Who do you think is going to win this game? I mean, you don't know anything about it.
No, I'm going to say...
it's got to be Coach K. It's got to be Duke, right?
Smart money would be on them, but North Carolina's no joke either, though, dude.
They're not. No, it's always an epic matchup, too.
Yeah.
I'm excited for it, man. I'm excited for college basketball. It's just... I'm typically not excited around college basketball because I've always been more of an NBA fan, but that has changed. That has since changed.
Yeah, yeah. Well, see, that was kind of my concern, and I've always agreed with you on the sense, you know, you have these college programs making millions, probably billions over the years on their athletes and their talents. Well, now you notice that the NCAA changed that, saying that, yes, players, college players can be paid, all right? But is that going to affect it?
A likeness deal.
Is that going to affect now the tenacity, the intensity, that kind of playing like it could be possibly their last game mentality? Because if a player can make some money now going to a better school, are we going to see these super schools? I mean, we already kind of have that.
You know what I mean?
But like we do in the NBA, in the pros.
It's not going to be like every, because not everybody's getting paid. So it's just different.
True.
And for the NBA, it's almost every man for himself. That's kind of how it feels. And it takes away from the entertainment value, in my opinion.
Yeah.
The basketball games were different in the 90s than they are now. The game has changed. It has evolved. Oh, yeah. I get that. People are bigger. They're faster. They're stronger. Dude, last night, the McDonald's All-American High School game was on. Watched that for probably a quarter. Dude, it was like a straight-up NBA game.
Yeah.
These high school kids are unbelievable. Dude, 7 foot.
Yeah.
6'9", 6'10". It's craziness, dude. Yeah. What the athletes are these days. But anyway, big basketball this weekend. If you're ready for some Final Four, because I think we're all ready for some basketball. It's happening, baby. So.
Do it. Do it.
There we go, man. There we go. Pro football news. Listen to this. Bruce Arians stepped down as head coach of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. What? It's weird. He's expected to take a job in the front office. Todd Bowles, who served as the defensive coordinator last season, take over as head coach. Supposedly, this shakeup had nothing to do with Tom unretiring and retiring and returning to whatever he's doing, dude. But let's just give the team to Tom for a few years.
Yeah, let him coach. That's anyway. Fine. That's fine. He's at coaching age now at this point. That's what he should
be
doing.
He's older than most coaches. He's surpassing coaching age now. So I saw a fact there yesterday that when Tom Brady made his debut in the NFL, like the kids here getting recruited right now were 1 year old.
That's unbelievable, dude.
1 year old in diapers Tom went into the what?
That's just crazy. Yeah, it's nuts, man. It's nuts.
Think about that from 1 to like 17, dude. Those years, I felt like they took forever.
Mm-hmm.
You know, think about that. That dude was playing in the, and now you're playing with him.
Yep.
Crazy. Anyway, listen to this. I'm going to touch more on this, what we talked about yesterday. People that cover the NFL are already calling it the Josh Allen rule. That's what they're calling it now. The NFL adapted a new overtime rule we talked about yesterday for the playoffs, where each team is insured of getting a possession. Rule change comes after the back and forth game between the Chiefs and Bills that went into overtime back in January, where Buffalo QB Josh Allen never got a shot.
Coin toss
called it. Mahomes got it. Mahomes won the game. There you go. So, yeah, they're calling it the Josh Allen rule because, dude, all of us know Josh Allen was on fire
yeah.
in that game.
Yep.
And if you would have won that coin toss, I'm pretty sure.
Well, and again, it's
that
not
outcome
just.
Outcome would have been different.
You know, again, we got to give credit to both, not just the quarterbacks, but when you look at that high caliber of football, okay? Mm-hmm. When you look at both teams playing amazingly, all right? To have it come down to a effing 50-50 chance, a coin toss.
And we can all admit that that's what it came down to,
oh,
right?
Absolutely.
We can all agree.
You could be the guy that goes, well, they could have scored more. But they didn't. And this is how the game has always been played. And to have it go down to a coin toss, that is what decided. Now, of course, the defense could have done it, but Josh Allen has nothing to do with the offense has nothing to do with the defense.
Right.
You know, that could.
Right.
And both teams are tired. Both teams are trying to win it all. I just, it's acid. It's ridiculous that
it isn't
still
how long it's been this way.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like in the past, like how pissed off have teams been? We're like, dude, just give us a chance at least.
Yeah.
Like we played this entire game.
Yeah.
And now you're going to base it on a Vegas coin flip, basically.
That's actually a really good point, a way to look at it. Is like both teams did their due diligence. That's why it's tied.
Right.
That's why we're going into overtime. And to leave it to just one flip and only giving, they both did the exact same thing. They scored the same amount of points, mm-hmm. but you're only giving one team a chance based on a game of chance.
Feel a little shortchanged, no pun intended, but you know?
Yeah.
So. That rule has changed for overtime, or no, I should say
postseason.
Playoffs.
Yeah, for
postseason.
Right.
There you go. One more story here real quick before we get out of here. Golf, the rumors are swirling. You guys know what I'm going to talk about. Rumors Tiger Woods will make his return to competitive golf at the Masters. I've gotten louder over the past few days. After Woods, his son Charlie, and the PGA Tour pro Justin Thomas played a practice round at Augusta National Golf on Tuesday, comes just a few days after Woods reportedly played a full round at his home course without use of a golf cart, saying he's training to try to play. Dude, and the more and more you look into it, I'm still like, ah, dude, it is so hard to play four rounds of golf at Augusta walking. Dude, Brock, you and I could tag team walking Augusta and we would struggle.
I'd go there with my 8-iron and crush it. That's all I know.
Tiger
Woods needs to stop
trying
being
to be
such
serious
a,
here for a second.
Tiger Woods needs to stop being such a pussy, all right? He needs to get out there, hit some golf
Shut
balls.
Up. It's Tiger Woods, dude. And you know what? If anybody's going to prove themselves or try to prove themselves, it's going to be Tiger Woods.
His level of competitiveness, he's going to be out there. He's going to be out there. He's too much of a competitor to not do it. And maybe he won't finish. Maybe he'll get into it and be like, look, this is – I'm not ready for it. I tried. I'm in too much pain. I don't know. No. But knowing his, he is up there in competitiveness like Brady, like Rodgers, like Jordan. Mm-hmm. He's up there. He's just at a different level. And I think we're going to see him. I am 99.9% sure he's going to be out there whacking golf balls.
Hey, just saying, if he does play this coming Thursday and Friday, I'm feeling a little under the weather.
Oh, yeah. Okay, that's fair.
Might not make it work.
I'll let you have the day off. That'll be fine.
Yeah, so. Come on, baby. Let's go. Tiger Woods. Let's go.
All right.
There you go. That's your sports this morning.
Sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
We'll be back.